Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me back into your homes as we rejoin our time together for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 28 through 39, where today's reading outlines the terms of the agreement from yesterday's reading. And the people take an oath to live according to God's law and promise to keep all of God's laws and requirements. The reading concludes with the people promising not to neglect the house of their God. And so let's begin in Nehemiah chapter 10, beginning at verse 28. We, the people of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the temple guards, the temple musicians, the temple workers, and all others who, in obedience to God's law, have separated themselves from the foreigners living in our land. We, together with our wives and all our children old enough to understand, do hereby join with our leaders in an oath, under penalty of a curse if we break it, that we will live according to God's law, which God gave through his servant Moses, that we will obey all that the Lord our God commands us, and we will keep all his laws and requirements. We will not intermarry with the foreigners living in our land. If foreigners bring grain or anything else to sell us on the Sabbath or on any other holy day, we will not buy from them. Every seventh year we will not farm the land, and we will cancel all debts. Every year we will contribute 1/8 of an ounce of silver to help pay the expenses of the temple. We will provide for the temple worship the following: the sacred bread, the daily grain offering, the animals to burn each day as sacrifices, the sacred offerings for Sabbaths, the new moon festivals, and other festivals, the other sacred offerings, the offerings to take away the sins of Israel, and anything else needed for the temple. We, the people, priests and Levites, will draw lots each year to determine which clans are to provide wood to burn the sacrifices offered to the Lord our God, according to the requirements of the law. We will take to the temple each year an offering of the first grain we harvest and of the first fruit that ripens on our trees. The first son born to each of us, we will take to the priests in the temple, and there, as required by the law, dedicate him to God. We will also dedicate the first calf born to each of our cows, and the first lamb or kid born to each of our sheep or goats. We will take to the priests in the temple the dough made from the first grain harvested each year, and our other offerings of wine, olive oil, and all kinds of fruit. We will take to the Levites who collect tithes in our farming villages, the tithes from the crops that grow on our land. Priests who are descended from Aaron are to be with the Levites when the tithes are collected and for use in the temple, and the Levites are to take to the temple storerooms 1/10 of all the tithes they collect. The people of Israel and the Levites are to take the contributions of grain, wine, and olive oil to the storerooms where the utensils for the temple are kept, and where the priests who are on duty, the temple guards, and the members of the temple choir have their quarters. We will not neglect the house of our God. And today's key verse is Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 29. We will obey all that the Lord our God commands us. You know, it's interesting, as we have been reading in our Wednesday night services in the study of Ezekiel, that we see that the reason that the people were taken into captivity was because they neglected to let the land lie fallow every 7 years. They neglected to cancel out all debts every seventh year, the sabbatical year. And here, in realization that that was the main reason why they were taken into captivity, they are making sure that for generations to come, they will not make that mistake again. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, help me to keep your commandments and walk in your ways. May all I do and say this day be in accordance with you, with your will, as I seek to serve you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday together to an end. Join me tomorrow, where we will be in Esther chapter 2, verses 1 through 23, where a Jewish woman becomes queen of Persia. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.